from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When we're talking about the statement wins and, you know, whether this game just feels bigger, it definitely feels different. But I think so much of where I'm coming from is the Browns are right where I'm most comfortable with my favorite teams being, Daryl. And that is kind of ignored. And even when the Browns are talked about, it is about, but Deshaun Watson, can he, will he? It's all about the offensive line. It's all about, you know, well, is Amari happy because you just tried to trade him for Ayuk? And we found out over the weekend from Albert Breer, a 2, a 3, and Amari was the offer to San Francisco for Brandon Ayuk, who since re-signed in San Francisco. But, like, ironically enough, yes, those things are things I think about with the Browns, but yet I don't hear the defense that was the number one team in the number one defense in the NFL. Like, who's returning pretty much every major starter outside of middle linebacker. So, like, I'm comfortable with where the Browns are. This is as slept on as I think they've been. And I think some of that is just, well, Dallas might have a slightly brighter, pardon the pun, star than you. And that's, I'm okay. The last 5 years of big expectations, outsized expectation. Is it the best roster we've ever had? You know, all that stuff. I'm glad none of that stuff's here. I'm happy this team gets to earn it in their own right.
All the drama was in Dallas.
Yep.
That's the thing, right? That CeeDee Lamb. Now Dak is, you know, hanging over like a dark cloud, his contract situation.
Oh, no. Jerry Jones is the dark cloud. Dak is a reasonable man. I will stand for Dak Prescott with some of the disrespect that man has taken around the NFL.
What I meant to say was the contract situation of Dak Prescott is the dark cloud, not so much Dak. But, you know, really the most drama that the Browns had to deal with in training camp was the potential of trading Amari Cooper for Brandon Ayuk, which didn't happen.
Yeah. And the Mike Hall Jr. thing, which is nothing that they can control.
And the good news is that Amari Cooper is a grown man. He's an adult. He doesn't act like a child.
Is he the adult in the room they were looking for?
I'm pretty sure he is. And so I have no anticipation that there's going to be any residual animosity or anything like that. Look, the Browns did him a solid by guaranteeing his money, going into training camp so that he was going to get paid. Unfortunately, he didn't get what he really wanted, and that was more guaranteed money with more years attached to the contract.
It's tough when the only thing you get is more money, but not more money in the future.
Well,
story of my life. I mean, what are we talking about?
But he's going to get a chance and be motivated, obviously, to play well going into free agency next year. So he gets a bite at the apple, and he's going to get his market value.
But do you agree that the Browns are being slept on? Because I do, and for once, I don't take it personally.
Well, let me ask you this. Why would you hype the Browns right now?
Oh, no. That's not what I'm saying. No. Because I don't think they should be hyped right now. What I'm saying is there are so many questions that if you've got this many questions, and I do think the first half of the season is a big exploratory, who the hell are we? What do we do well? If that's where your team is, even if I still think you're a playoff team, we'll get to ceiling and floor later in the show.
Right.
But even if I do, I'd rather it be where every bit of attention that is going to be on the Browns this year is going to be earned.
Right.
Right? It's
for
not going
to for better or worse. Yes. And it's going to be earned.
It's not going to be because you made this trade for Deshaun 2 years ago. It's not going to be because of any of the the stuff that accompanied the trade with Deshaun. It's not going to be you spent the offseason talking a big game. Like this going into this season, this quiet, this is afforded to you by a statement averse franchise who likes to keep things on the DL. So rather than go, well, what is he talking about the Browns? Where's my dogs at? Vibe check, dog check. Instead of that, I'm just going to enjoy it. Because anything that happens from here, listen, if the Browns go 7-10, no one's going to talk about them because nobody had any outsized expectations other than Shannon Sharp saying something on Fox Sports 1 earlier today. The only guy I've heard say a nice thing about the Browns. Fine, that's awesome. Whereas if the Browns come out there and over the next 5 weeks put themselves in a position to start the season strong, that's going to be like a natural, organic way to start the hype on the Cleveland Browns rather than, well, Deshaun Watson, top five quarterback. That might end up becoming a conversation this year, but again, nobody expects anything out of Deshaun. Nobody expects anything out of the Browns other than maybe be the third or fourth best team in this division. Cool. That's fine. Because honestly, every time, and I don't think it's a Cleveland thing. I think the toughest thing a coach can do now is try and deal with media hype. Because these young dudes are so savvy. They're so smart.
Their faces are buried in their phones.
Well, but they have five different ways to communicate with fans. That the only thing these guys know is getting their booty sniffed. Like, that's the only thing, because you can get it anywhere. And the problem is, you can also get the hate anywhere you want to go. But fine. Ignore them. I'm right where Wyatt Teller is on this whole damn thing, where it's like, that's cool. Because I do think that Nick Saban rat poison, it's funny, Nick Saban left college football. Yeah. Rat poison has only gotten more and more and more just everywhere than it was even 15 years ago. Because there's always someone looking to cut you down. There's always someone looking to build you up. And you never know if they're actually believing it or if they're just looking for something to say on any given day.
Well, and two, you're also looking at not just the national media landscape, but just social media that's in these, every time a player or a coach says, I don't read or I don't listen to anything, they're reading and listening. Okay.
Thanks for listening, by the way.
Appreciate you. But that's just the reality, right? I mean, that's coach and player speak for, yeah, we're hearing all the stuff you guys are saying and, y'all can have a nice day. And you can translate that how it should be needs to mm-hmm. be translated.
I don't think they mean have a nice day.
Correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're on the same page.
We're definitely simpatico on that one. But yeah, it is. And it is like Nick Saban likes to call it rat poison. And also too, with the younger players, it's you get the flowers before you accomplish anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're told how great you are before you've actually built the resume of greatness.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say you're not good or you don't have talent, but like, what have you accomplished? And I'll give Wyatt Teller some credit yesterday. He unsolicited mentioned, we haven't won a division since the 80s, 1989. We've accomplished nothing. So yeah, it's probably right that we're not top of everyone's mind to be picked to go to the Super Bowl. A couple years ago, coming off the 2020 season, the COVID season, right? They were a player or two away in Kansas City, away from getting to the conference championship, right? And what was everyone saying after that game? Browns will be back next year. Not a big deal. Not an opportunity lost. Going to be back next year. There's always next year. And the thing is next year's never guaranteed. A lot can happen. And you look at the Browns in the 3 years, Nick, that followed that particular playoff season, a lot of stuff happened to the franchise.
It's interesting you say this, because starting in 2018...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When they picked Baker, Browns my dark horse. 2019, they got a new head coach. Browns my dark horse. Then 2020 happened, and... now remember, this was the quieter offseason with Baker and Odell, where they only talked some mess, and then
Dad wasn't posting any videos on the gram.
Yeah, and then 2020 happens, and then next year it was Super Bowl contender, right? Even going into year one of Deshaun, before with all the stuff hanging over, there were still people saying, I mean, they've been waiting for this moment. This is why they traded for Deshaun.
Right.
Even smatterings of that last year. There's none of that this year. And that, yes. And let's go ahead and play the Wyatt Teller thing here real quick. This is Wyatt Teller being asked about how he felt about maybe the Browns being ignored kind of on the big picture and some of the attention that they're used to getting that they may not be getting now.
I think that the less people talking about us, the better. No offense. You guys talk about us, but you guys are our local media. But I just feel that you're sitting watching TV or anything like that, and it's like, oh, the Browns are going to be great. Then sometimes you think that you kind of already made it, which isn't a good thing. I remember when I got traded here 5 years ago, I was like, they were talking about how Cleveland's going to be great. And I think we finished 7-9 or, but you know, it was just like we'd meet the expectations. So low expectations, we'll rise above them.
And I think it's not even just for the season. I think for the first 5 weeks of the season, that's where, that to me is the love bubble.
Yeah,
I can just go and listen. If they beat the bricks off, and if they beat the bricks off, that too, or the bricks or the pants, whatever. If they beat the crap out of the Cowboys on Sunday, I know that there's going to be some hype that follows here in town. But from Dallas to Jacksonville to the Giants to the Raiders to the Commanders, I think those five. It's like a gap year in college. It's those 5 weeks to find yourself and who you are as the Browns. So the fact that there isn't one more bit of sound in there, another bit of pressure chirping in, oh, you should be better than this, or I didn't think you were going to be this good. No, love it. Low-key September, that's where we should be, and that's where we should want to be. Outside of, hey, it's Tom Brady's first game on Sunday.
By the way, the quietness of the offseason, outside of the Deshaun rehab process and all that, right? But it was pretty quiet offseason for the Cleveland Browns.
Quietest I can ever remember.
Right. That's normal. What you now have a normal functioning NFL franchise here in Cleveland. Those are words that a few years ago I thought would never fall out of my mouth. But you have a normal, functioning NFL franchise in Cleveland that has a very good roster. It's just their luck that so do the Ravens, so do the Bengals. We'll see about the Steelers. But this is a very good football team. It's not perfect. There's no perfect NFL team. There are questions. Every team has. The Kansas City Chiefs have questions, and they've won the last two Super Bowls going for a three-peat. But this was normal this year. It's a good thing, and it's quite okay if the national media is not throwing petals of roses at the feet of the Cleveland Browns headed into week one.
And they really only ever paid attention to the Browns, and this is the way for a fair amount of markets, when the Browns were combustible. I'm really okay, like, ahead of this game. The stakes are, it's one game, it's a nationally televised game, but there's, you know, it is a game. And so I feel like it's the correct size game for week one. Go out there, get it, and then we're going to do it three or four more times before we can make sweeping conclusions about the Cleveland Browns.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.